Welcome back to the How Leaders Think podcast, a show that transforms you by renewing your mind and giving you new ways to think. I'm your host, Kenny Lang, and today we're doing something just a little bit different. If you've been following the show, you know we usually dive into conversations with incredible leaders who share how they think, how they lead, and what they've learned along the way. But as we close out this year, I wanted to take three episodes, including this one, to walk you through something that's become central to how I coach leaders, something I call the inner loop. This is the transformation rhythm at the heart of Lead to Scale, my leadership formation methodology. And over the next 3 weeks, we're going to break down each stage, starting with aware, then aligned, then accountable. Today, we start with aware, the diagnostic stage of transformation. Because here's the truth, you can't change what you can't see. And most leaders are operating from blind spots they don't even know exist. So if you're leading a team, scaling an organization, or just trying to figure out who you're becoming as a leader, this episode is for you. Let's get in. Let me first start with a question. Where are you actually? Not where do you wish you were? Most leaders I work with know something's off. They feel it. The team isn't clicking, the strategy isn't landing, they're exhausted but can't figure out why. But when I ask them to name what's actually wrong, they struggle. They give me symptoms, not a diagnosis. Things like, we're not executing well, or communication is breaking down, or I just don't have the right people. But those aren't root causes, they're effects. And what you can't name, you can't change. This is why awareness is the first stage of the inner loop. Not because it's easy, but because it's essential. Awareness is the practice of naming reality without shame. It's not self-criticism. It's not navel-gazing. It's observation without accusation. The ability to see clearly what is so you can discern what needs to change. And I'm going to make a bold claim here. Most strategic failures aren't execution problems. They're diagnosis problems. Leaders jump to solutions before they've accurately assessed the problem. They implement frameworks without understanding their actual stage of development. They hire for gaps they haven't correctly identified. Awareness solves this. It's the starting point that most leaders skip, and it's why their change efforts fail. So today, I want to show you what awareness looks like at three different levels. First, the lead stage. This is awareness for the individual leader. Then the grow stage. That's awareness for the team. Then the scale stage, awareness for the organization. And by the end, you'll understand why you can't scale what you can't see. So let's start with you. If you're in the lead stage, whether you're a founder, a new executive, or a leader stepping into a bigger role, awareness starts with you. Not your team, not your strategy, you. Because here's the uncomfortable truth. Your organization will never outgrow your self-awareness. The blind spots you refuse to see become the ceilings your team can't break through. The patterns you won't name become the culture your organization inherits. So at the lead stage, awareness is deeply personal work. It's asking, who am I becoming? What's actually driving my decisions? Where do I default under stress? What can others see about me that I can't see about myself? Let me give you an example from my own journey. I'm an Enneagram 8, the active controller or the challenger, depending on what list you read from. I value autonomy, justice, and control. When I'm healthy, that looks like courageous leadership and protective strength. When I'm stressed, it looks like dominating conversations, bulldozing input, and treating vulnerability like weakness. For years, I didn't see it. I thought I was being decisive. I thought I was moving fast. But what my team experienced was a leader who didn't make space for their input, who made them feel small when they disagreed. I didn't know that until I got feedback, until I did a 360 review, until I sat in a coaching session and heard, Kenny, people are afraid to push back on you. That's awareness. And it hurt. But you can't repent. You can't change direction if you don't first see where you actually are. So how do you build awareness at the lead stage? Here are some of the tools I use with leaders. The Integrative Enneagram, or the IEQ-9, is a particular assessment. This reveals your core motivations, stress patterns, and growth paths. It's not a personality typing system for fun and parlor tricks or a BuzzFeed quiz. It's a diagnostic that shows you why you do what you do. And more importantly, it shows you who you aren't. Second is the Working Genius. This maps your energy across 6 types of work. It shows you where you're energized and where you're drained. So you can design your role around your wiring, not against it. Third is the VOPS assessment. This is part of the predictable success framework. It shows your leadership style tendencies. Are you a visionary, an operator, a processor, or a synergist? And more importantly, where are your gaps? And finally, a 360 feedback, largely based around the synergist leadership framework. This is the hardest and probably the most valuable. It involves asking those around you, what do you see in me that I don't see in myself? One of my favorite questions in these sort of 360 feedbacks is, what do you know about me that I don't, but I should? And then you sit with the answer. No defending, no explaining, just listening. The outcome of this work is simple but powerful. You can articulate your current reality, your strengths, your weaknesses, patterns, and gaps, all without shame or defensiveness. You know who you are, and that means you can chart where you're going. But awareness doesn't stop with you. It expands to your team. Once you've built self-awareness as a leader, the next level is team awareness. At the grow stage, you're not just asking, who am I? You're asking, how are we actually working together? And this is where most teams get stuck, because they assume they know how they're functioning, but they're operating from perception and not reality. Here's what I mean. A leader thinks the team has role clarity. The team feels like responsibilities overlap and nothing gets owned. A leader thinks communication is wide open. The team feels like they can't speak up without being shut down. Or a leader thinks the team is perfectly aligned, but the team is executing in different directions. Perception is not reality, and what you assume, you don't diagnose. Also, hopefully your mom, like mine, taught you what happens when you assume. I'll let you fill in the blanks there. So at the grow stage, awareness is about diagnosing the team's actual dynamics, not the ones you hope exist. You're asking things like, where are we losing energy to misalignment? What conversations are we avoiding? Who's in the wrong seat? And where is psychological safety breaking down? Let me give you a real example, without naming the client, of course. I worked with a leadership team that was stuck. They were talented, committed, mission-driven, but they couldn't execute. Every initiative stalled. Every meeting felt like Groundhog Day. The CEO thought the problem was accountability. People aren't following through, he said. But when I ran the VOPS assessment, here's what I found. The team was a visionary heavy. 4 out of 5 leaders were visionaries. They loved brainstorming. They loved new ideas, but they had almost no operator capacity. The people who translate vision into execution. The problem wasn't accountability. The problem was wiring. They were a team of starters with no finishers. Once we named that, everything changed. They didn't need a lecture on accountability. They needed to hire an operator. They needed to assign ownership differently. They needed to stop generating new ideas until they finished the ones in flight. That's the power of awareness at the grow stage. It shifts the conversation from blame to diagnosis. So how do you build team awareness? Well, here's a few tools that I use. Again, the Working Genius, but I do it in a team map. You map the whole team's energy profile. Who brings wonder? Who brings invention? What about discernment, galvanizing, enablement, or tenacity? Where are the gaps? VOPS, but applied in a team assessment or a team analysis. You assess the team's leadership style mix. Are you visionary heavy, operator starved, processor dominant, synergist light? This tells you where your team will naturally excel and where you'll struggle. Another one is the 4 stages of psychological safety. You assess where the trust is breaking down. Can people ask questions? Can they challenge ideas? Can they take risks? Can they admit mistakes? If not, where's the block? The definition I use there comes from Dr. Timothy Clark, which is psychological safety is a culture of rewarded vulnerability. One of the other tools I use is the three vital questions. It comes from The Empowerment Dynamic by David Emerald. You map where the team is operating from the dreaded drama triangle, victim, persecutor, and rescuer. And I help them, or you help your team, shift to being a creator, a challenger, or a coach. The outcome, the team can name its dynamics, what's working, what's not, and why, without blame or defensiveness. You're all on the same team. Suddenly, they have a shared language. They can talk about their reality, and that means that they can start building something better. But there's one more level of awareness, and it's the most complex. At the scale stage, awareness isn't just about you or your team. It's about the whole organization. You're diagnosing, where's the organization in its life cycle? What's the gap between stated and lived values? What systems are enabling growth and which systems are limiting it? Could this organization thrive if the founder stepped away for 90 days? You could substitute executive director, CEO, whoever in place of the founder. Same question. This is systems level diagnosis and requires a different lens. The tool I default to here is called predictable success, which we've already talked to a little bit. But instead of just the leadership styles, we talk about the life cycle stages all organizations are likely to go through. It's a life cycle framework that maps those seven stages. The tool I default to here is predictable success. It's a life cycle framework that maps the seven stages of organizational growth, as well as the leadership styles we've already mentioned in VOPS along the way. The stages go as follows: early struggle, fun, whitewater, predictable success, and then we start going downhill into treadmill, big rut, and death rattle. Every organization is in one of these seven stages. And at each stage, there's a specific challenge and a requirement of leadership behaviors. Here's why this matters. The strategy that got you here won't get you there. If you're in fun, you're growing fast but chaotic. You need systems. If you're in whitewater, you're drowning in complexity. You need to simplify and systematize. If you're in predictable success, you found the sweet spot. Congratulations! Innovation and execution is balanced, but now you need to protect it and hold that tension. If you've gone too far and gone into treadmill, you're bureaucratic and you're slow, and you need to reignite that entrepreneurial spark of energy. You can't solve whitewater problems with fun strategies. You can't solve treadmill problems with whitewater tactics. Most leaders don't know their stage. They're applying the wrong prescription because they've misdiagnosed the disease. This is also a symptom of the everything all at once culture that we live in, where every great book, every great business idea, every great article and podcast, everybody believes is the right thing for them right now. Let me tell you about a client in Whitewater. They're a nonprofit, rapid growth, new programs launching nearly every quarter. Staff stretched thin, founder making every decision. Board was frustrated, staff was exhausted. The founder's instinct? We need more people. We need more funding. Maybe you've said the same, but that wasn't the problem. The problem was lack of process. They were still operating like a startup, reactive, ad hoc, founder dependent. They were the size of a scaled organization. Whitewater doesn't need more resources. It needs systems, roles, and decision rights. It needs to move from everyone does everything to everyone owns something. Once we diagnosed the stage, the path forward became clear. We didn't hire more people. We clarified roles. We built decision frameworks, things like the 4D decision framework. We created an operating rhythm, something that could help keep you in line. And then eventually the chaos settled. That's awareness at scale. It's naming where the organization actually is, not where you wish it was. So how do you build organizational awareness? The primary tool I use alongside predictable success is the lead to scale diagnostic. This is a 27 question assessment that maps 9 leadership positions across the dual flywheel. We're talking about the inner loop, but the outer loop is that lead, grow, scale part. It diagnoses where leaders get stuck at each stage: lead, grow, and scale. And within each phase of the inner loop, aware, aligned, and accountable. For the scale stage specifically, it asks questions like, do we know which systems must scale next to sustain growth? Do leaders anticipate how scaling will impact culture? Are our scaling decisions proactive or reactive? And when paired with predictable success, we can diagnose the organization's life cycle stage. Because you can't assess organizational awareness without knowing whether you're in fun, whitewater, predictable success, or treadmill, or one of the others. Different stages require different diagnostic questions. A fun stage organization asking scale stage questions is like a toddler asking about retirement planning. It's premature, unhelpful, even if it's cute. The outcome? The organization has an honest, shared understanding of where it is, strategically, culturally, and operationally. Leaders can make decisions based on reality, not aspiration. And that's how you scale sustainably. So let's recap. Awareness at the lead stage is personal diagnosis, knowing who you are, where you default under stress, and what blind spots are limiting you. Awareness at the growth stage is team diagnosis, understanding how you're actually working together, where energy is misaligned, and what dynamics are blocking performance. Awareness at the scale stage is organizational diagnosis, knowing your life cycle stage, your cultural gaps, and whether your systems enable or limit growth. Awareness is the starting point, but it is not the destination. Because here's the hard truth. Awareness without action creates anxiety. Once you see clearly, you can't unsee. You now know what's broken. You now know what needs to change. And if you don't do something about it, that knowledge becomes a burden. This is why awareness must flow into aligned, the next stage of the inner loop. Aligned is where you take what you've diagnosed and you build new rhythms, new agreements, new structures that make transformation possible. Awareness names the gap. Alignment builds the bridge. And that's what we're diving into next week, the inner loop deep dive around aligned. We're going to talk about how you design personal operating rhythms that sustain your transformation, how you build team agreements that make alignment the default, not the exception, and how you create organizational systems that enable growth beyond the founder. Because awareness is where transformation starts, but alignment is where it becomes sustainable. Let me leave you with this. In 1 John 1:9, scripture says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession requires honesty. It requires naming reality. You can't repent. You can't change direction if you don't first see where you actually are. Awareness isn't condemnation. It's clarity. It's the practice of saying, this is where I am. This is who I've been, and with God's help, this is who I'm becoming. And that's true for you as a leader, it's true for your team, and it's true for your organization. You can't scale what you can't see. So here's my challenge for you this week. Pick one level, lead, grow, or scale, and one diagnostic question. If you picked lead, here's your question. What pattern shows up in me when I'm anxious or threatened? If you chose grow, here's your question. Where is my team losing energy to misalignment? If you chose scale, your question is, what life cycle stage is my organization in? And does my strategy match that stage? Just one question. Sit with it, journal it, talk to a trusted advisor about it, because transformation starts with seeing. Next week, we'll talk about what comes after you see, how you align your life, your team, and your organization around the future you're building. Until then, lead well, think deeply, and remember, you're not building your company. You're stewarding God's assignment. And if you enjoy this show, please subscribe for weekly episodes, give us a 5-star review, and help others join these sorts of conversations. Remember, if you change the way you think, you'll change the way you lead. We'll see you.